Let's talk some TFC. John Molinaro, senior soccer reporter for Sportsnet, joins the program to chat about TFC tying the New York Red Bulls last night 1-1. John, thanks very much for being with us. It was not a win, but it was another tribute and demonstration of TFC finding a way to get a result out of games, and now 7 without a loss. This team continues to pick up the points.
Yeah, it does. And in a place that's difficult for them in the past to get results. They've only had 2 wins and 13 visits to Red Bull Arena. So, you know, the fact that they were able to pick up a valuable point last night and do it coming from behind and doing it, you know, with very much their supporting cast. You know, they were missing Sebastian Giovinco. You know, Jozy Altidore kind of had an off night, and it was up to guys like Benoit Cheroux, who came off the bench to score, and the young Canadian Raheem Edwards, who was another substitute, and to St. Ricketts, who's you know, was only making his, I think, 3rd or 4th start of the season. They were sort of the you know, the key guys in the win. So I think as much as you know, the fact that they were able to win on the or you know, gain a valuable point on the road, I think it was just as the big story here for me is just as much about, you know, the way they did it and, you know, their depth guys coming through in a big way.
Well, and their depth guys, let's stay on that for a second, because that's, you know, Greg Vanney's job to make sure and get everybody into games, be ready to play when their chances come. Because when you have star players like Giovinco go out, it does create opportunities for the rest of the roster. And maybe talk about how he utilizes them, John, and keeping everybody happy, because it's great to have great depth, but it's also very difficult when you have great depth to keep everybody happy and giving him enough playing time.
It is. I do think he's been somewhat, you know, it's a silver lining in the sense that, you know, he's had some injury deal problems to deal with. So that has allowed him to sort of rotate guys and kind of give, you know, playing time to people otherwise who wouldn't get an opportunity. So that certainly, you know, helped him in a sense, I guess. But I think the other thing is that, you know, he's, you know, I think everyone is kind of bought into sort of his system and what he's trying to do at Toronto FC, that, you know, a lot of people are quite content to, you know, bide their time and wait for an opportunity. You know, and he's done a very good job of rotating guys in and out. You know, Chris Mavinga was someone who earlier in the season, you know, really struggled, you know, and Vanney dropped him for a little bit, but didn't give up hope on him, brought him back. And the result is that, you know, he's played 3 games in a row and it's really been outstanding. And I thought he was probably the best guy on the bench last night. And then someone like Toussaint Ricketts, who had to patiently wait behind, you know, Jozy Altidore and Sebastian Giovinco. He's clearly 3rd on the depth chart. But in his previous 2 games, he scored 3 goals. And he, again, started last night and could have had another brace. But 1 goal was ruled offside and another one hit the post. So, yeah, I think he's done just a very good job of getting everyone to buy in and really be unselfish. Because I think everyone understands that this is such an incredibly deep team that, you know, everyone just has to be a little bit patient.
Well, and that's the goal, is to keep everybody patient yet still satisfied with the playing time. But it is work, and yeah, the injuries will lead into that. What's the prognosis on Giovinco and length of time before he's back in the lineup, John?
Well, probably another 2 weeks. He's still kind of dealing with lower body injuries. He had a heel sort of problem a few weeks ago, and I think they kind of rushed him back a little bit too quickly instead of letting him just recuperate fully. So I think the prognosis is he'll be back for the, I think the June 3rd game away to New England, but wouldn't surprise me even if they gave him an extra week and just let him really kind of recuperate it and give him the extra time to rest, because it's not like they desperately need him. They're, you know, they're doing quite fine without him. That's not to say they wouldn't love to have him back. Of course they would, but it's not a situation where, you know, they're completely lost with Giovinco and they're in a position where they have to rush him back to the lineup. It's quite the contrary. So I think they'll take extra time if they need to with the Italian.
Well, nice position to be in, and you want him healthiest for the biggest games without question. John Molinaro joining us from Sportsnet. His latest stories on TFC up at sportsnet.ca. Check it out. I'm Roger Lajoie. This is Sportsnet Today, here till 5, and glad you're with us. Reach the show on Twitter anytime at TheRaj590. John, it seemed to be a tale of 2 different halves in terms of the style of play, according to your story, too. You know, kind of a dreary, sleepy first 45 minutes, followed up by the game picking up in the second half. It looks like both teams kind of answered the bell, woke up, you know, especially with the Red Bulls, because I'm sure they're having a look at TFC in the standings and saying, holy smokes, these guys look to be unbeatable right about now.
Absolutely. I think this is, you know, it's weird. I think both teams will come away somewhat disappointed with, you know, taking away the point last night. the Red Bulls because they were playing at home and they were up 1-0 and were comfortably in the lead before the second half. So they let sort of 3 points slip through their fingers. And Toronto, I think just in the fact the way that they're playing now, they've just been, you know, lights out with 6 wins in a row coming into last night's game. Even down, you felt that, they were good for 2 or 3 goals. And they had some opportunities. And, you know, Jozy Altidore had a penalty shot saved. And the Ricketts, as I mentioned earlier, had a couple chances that he didn't quite bury. So I think, they'll be somewhat disappointed. So, an interesting dynamic in that way. And it was a really very open and kind of free-flowing second half with both teams kind of going for it at the time.
Interesting indeed. So, John, I guess another factor with this team and back to the decisions that Vanny has to make. You need depth because no team ever gets fully healthy. But when TFC is fully healthy or close to being fully healthy, there's an interesting decision and a dichotomy that the coach has to decide as to who's in the starting lineup and how he wants to play. Maybe talk about that because I know it was one of your talking points in your story as to who plays with who in a perfect world for TFC.
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting question because, for me, I think the young Canadian, Raheem Edwards, has been, really dynamic in attack and a really influential player. He's really kind of livened up the attack on the left-hand side. He was mostly starting when Drew Moore was out, the veteran defender, because they moved Justin Morrow from the left kind of midfield to back into defense, so that allowed the position open for Raheem to really shine. Well, Moore came back last night, which meant Morrow returned to sort of the left side of midfield and Edwards onto the bench. So, the question that I ask is, if Vanny is going to try to find a way to play both Morrow and Raheem Edwards in the same lineup, because I think they're both fantastic players. Morrow is just an automatic starter. I mean, he's one of the best left-sided players in the league, so he's not going to lose his place to Edwards. But Edwards is, for a rookie, he plays with a great deal of maturity. And as I said, he's a very dynamic attacker, but he can't play on the side where Morrow is. So I'll be interested to see what Vanny does, if he can find a way to accommodate the two. And maybe it's shifting someone like Edwards into the middle and taking someone like Marky Delgado out. But would Raheem Edwards thrive in the middle as much as he did on the left? These are all sort of interesting questions that I look forward to seeing how Vanny's going to answer in the future.
Well, there is no question about that. Vanny will have some decisions in how he juggles everything. Does it change the philosophy of the team the way this season has started, John? Because last year, there is no question. I mean, it was a great season. They got close enough to first place. They raced through the playoffs, as we know. Lost in the championship game in a shootout at home. So outside of winning the championship, couldn't have ended any better. You could make the argument this season could not have started any better for TFC. They have just one loss in 13 games, 6-point lead now atop the table in the Eastern Conference, although Orlando City has 2 games in hand. But by MLS standards, where the standings are always very, very tight to deep into the season with the multi-point games, that's a very lucrative position to be in. They've played 6 of the 13 at home, so it's not like they've had a whole pile of home games to beat up. They've beaten some good teams. They've beaten some bad teams. Well, they've beaten pretty much everybody that showed up. Does it change the kind of philosophy? You already alluded to it. You don't have to rush Giovinco back, but when you're that good and have a cushion, does it kind of change the philosophy of keeping everybody motivated, or this unbeaten streak thing is enough to, kind of keep the juices flowing here?
I think it's a little bit of both. I mean, I really think, they want they wanted this sort of quick start to accumulate some points and build up a bit of a cushion. So that way they're setting the trend early. And so that, because they know they're going to lose Michael Bradley and Jozy Altidore over the summer to the U.S. national team. So if they have that little bit of a cushion on points, they can probably, weather the storm without 2 key players. But I think, what the winning streak and the strong start does is, it sets them up as a team to beat, not just in Eastern Conference, but in Major League Soccer. You talk to sort of general managers, players, coaches around the league on different teams, I'm pretty sure they'll tell you that Toronto is kind of the team to beat right now. And I think that just sets them up to lead the way for the rest of the year. And it kind of puts a little bit of a bullseye on their back, but I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. Everyone is going to be looking to knock them off, but I think that's going to make them stay sharp. That's going to make them stay competitive. And it's going to make you know, the competition for starting spots even more competitive. So I think, only good things can really come from this sort of strong start to the season by TFC.
Well, and yeah, hard to argue with that. So now we look forward to as they get into the, and you mentioned Bradley, getting some time off. Well, not time off, but time off from MLS. He's played every minute of every game. And you talk about a guy who just consistently has become, you look when you're, regardless of what stage your franchise is at, you want that guy, that leader, that guy that represents a franchise. Giovinco is because, let's face it, he's the best player. He's an MVP in the league. But talk about Bradley and the contributions he's bringing in and game out.
I think he's just the linchpin of the team. I really do. He's not, the most terribly most exciting player, and a lot of things he does, the average sort of pundit or commentator or fan isn't going to notice. But, he holds that team together. He is, the key in midfield who can both protect the back four and begin the attacks with his, smart possession play and distribution out of the back. He's incredibly durable. He's played, as you mentioned, every minute of every game this season, and is the only player to do so. And I asked him about that last week because, TFC had that grueling schedule of 5 games in 16 days, and he was the only one who played all 5 games. And I said, mentally, where are you? And physically, this must have taken a toll. And, the response was, no, it's actually quite fun. I like playing these many games. And, this is why we do what we do. It's, to play games. And I want to play as many games as possible. So when you have someone like that who, puts the team very much on his shoulders and does incredible work, in trying to knit things together, you can never have too many players that like that. And I think Michael Bradley, absolutely a key figure for Toronto FC and doesn't quite get the due I think he deserves just because, his game is very subtle and it doesn't lend, you don't read about him on the stat sheet, but, his contributions to the club is immense, I think.
No, that's 100% correct. Finally and quickly, TFC up next against Columbus Crew, an intriguing matchup for them too because the Crew are off to a very good start.
They are, and it's weird because this is going to be the third time that they've met already this season. So, their natural rival, their more historic rival in MLS that they're meeting so frequently in such a short period of time. They split the first 2 games, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out in, at BMO Field on Friday. TFC is going to play in Ottawa on Tuesday in the Canadian Cup, the first leg of the semifinal. So it's going to be a short turnaround for them. So one of the things I'll be interested to see is how Vanny sort of rotates his squad again, from Tuesday to Friday and who he gives a day off to and who, he treads out on both games. So interesting to see how he manages these two pair games coming up.
And that is coming up. And John Molinaro's work is always available at sportsnet.ca. Our senior soccer reporter from Sportsnet joining us to talk about TFC tying the New York Red Bulls 1-1 last night, unbeaten in 7 games after the draw preceding their 6-game winning streak. John, thank you so much.
No problem. Anytime.